Today's program has been brought to you by Hearst Ranch, the nation's largest single-source supplier of free-range, all-natural, grass-fed, and grass-finished beef. For more information, visit HearstRanch.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit HeritageRadioNetwork.org for thousands more.
Hey, America. I'm Chad Pagano, former Army sniper, chef instructor at the Institute of Culinary Education, and an avid lifelong hunter, and you're about to experience the Wild Game Domain from the hunt to the hearth, airing live on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. I'm here with my co-host, Chef Chris Gesualdi. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, Chad. How are you?
I'm great today. And we got a very special guest today, my nine-year-old son, Joseph. How you doing, Joe?
Good, I guess.
Wait, you nervous over there?
Come on, loosen up.
Of course you are. First time on the radio?
Yeah.
So today, very exciting show. We are going to talk about the Black Bear of New York State, the mighty Black Bear of New York State.
That reminds me of Yogi Bear.
All right, don't jump in and try to take over the whole show now, wild man.
Okay.
Yes, Yogi Bear. That's good. We were on the way here. I said, Joe, what do you know about black bears? Tell them what you told me.
They live in Chicago. There's a bear called Yogi.
Right.
And they shit in the woods.
Hey! Great, we can't let Mom hear this show now. Thanks.
Don't let the school hear it either. He'll get suspended.
Yes. Watch your language, you little punk. Okay, so let's get back to the show. Black Bear. You know, I got to be honest with you. You know, I'm the big expert here, the hunter. The way the show's breaking out is I'm the hunting expert, and I got my chef expert here to prepare the dishes. Should I admit this, Chris? I never shot a bear. I've never specifically hunted a bear. I've seen bears in the wild, but I'm mostly a white-tailed deer hunter. And in New York State, the seasons kind of cross over bear and deer hunting. And I've never really focused on the bear hunt. And the reason being is because I was always told that they are a nasty creature to kind of eat. Is that true?
No, I don't think it's true.
Of course
not. A lot of people eat bear.
Because you had a brilliant chef.
Your son eats bear.
I think so.
You think so? You never had bear.
I still hate it.
How do you know?
Because it's bear.
Yeah.
And they taste bad.
All right. Well, you know what? Why don't we establish some facts about bear?
Why don't we trick them, though, like you did with Angerson?
Yes. Angerson is my 10-year-old daughter, and I was cooking up a venison loin one night, and of course, my 10-year-old daughter refused to eat anything related to wild game. So we marinated it up nice, and we put it on the table, and my son and I told Madison, a.k.a. Angerson, that it was one of the best cuts of beef. You're going to love it. Don't worry about it. And she enjoyed it. And we sat for about 45 minutes eating. And then we broke the bad news to her at the end. And Joe, what'd she do? She freaked out, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, the black bear actually is New York's second largest land mammal. People don't realize that. You know, it's the king of the woods, really. It's out there. The only animal New York State has that would be bigger is the elk. I mean, the moose, sorry. The moose. The average adult male weighs about 300 pounds, while females average about 170. The largest bear ever reported in New York State actually weighed about 750 pounds. And that was actually a bear that was hunted, and the guy had it on trail camera, read the whole story. The guy had it. He'd been hunting it for about 4 or 5 years, finally caught up to it. And it's a New York record. You know, the interesting thing about black bears, we look at bears, I think we're trained to look at them as this perfect killing machine. But there's so many different kinds of bears. Obviously, we all know about grizzly. I've heard of grizzly bears, brown bears, polar bears. And these bears are ruthless. Those bears are killers. The black bears of New York are pretty docile, peaceful creatures. They're omnivorous. They'll eat, you know, a lot of stuff. They're not exactly running through the woods tackling deer and ripping deer apart. You know, the black bear will eat grasses, berries, fruit, nuts, seeds, insects.
Garbage.
They love rotting animals. You know, anything with a strong strong aroma they're attracted to. So, you know, you're seeing a lot of problems. The big news is in New Jersey, right, with the bears. You know, the bears moving into these populated areas. And the problem is the abundance of food there. Bears are so wide open to eating so many different forms of food. They're in the garbage. And once a bear knows there's a food source available to him, he is not leaving. He will set up camp in that area. Bears generally stay within a 8 to 10 mile radius of where they're born. So once they're in that area and they have cubs, that's it. That's the cubs area. They are not leaving.
They're smart, too. They'll get in your house.
Oh, yeah. There's all sorts of, you see things like that all the time. Never mind the houses in New Jersey, but, like, you know, you see shows, remote cabins and stuff broken into, ripped apart, looking, you know, and you could see the cabinets all ripped open. They're smart enough to know, hey, I got to check these cabinets for food. You could see videos, go on YouTube, of bears. They make these specialty coolers and food storage containers for, you know, for camping and out in the woods. And they're airtight. They're vacuum sealed. But the bears know that's where humans store food. So you see these videos of the bears knocking the coolers around, trying to get them open.
Now, you could see them, like, climbing on lines and stuff, going in bird feeders and stuff like that.
Yep. They're a resilient animal. And the thing is, we're talking with my son, right, Joe? Yogi Bear?
Yeah.
You know, he was telling me he saw the Yogi Bear movie, and Yogi tried to launch himself across the lake or something, right, to get the food.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, you know, knowing a little bit about bears, you know, that's where that story came from, or the guy who developed Yogi Bear, because they're a resilient animal, they're a smart animal, and they will do just about anything to get to a food source. You know, the thing is, here in New York, hunting them, it's not, you know, again, I'm not part of the bear hunting culture. I'm sure there's a lot of guys out there who specifically hunt bears. But for most hunters, I would say in New York State, it's specific to the deer season, meaning, you know, the seasons overlap. So if you're out rifle hunting for deer and a bear happens along, you know, you certainly have the tag as part of your big game license here in New York, and guys will, you know, shoot a bear. And so, you know, I've seen my fair share of bear every year. A guy stumbles on a bear stumbles on a hunter 2 or 3 times a year. You know, I see these bears coming home. You know, the average size bear in New York is not even the males. You know, they say 300 pounds. That's a big bear for New York State. Generally, they're ranging 225, 250, somewhere in there. Still a big, strong animal. People look at the bear and say, wow, that's a cute, fuzzy animal, you know? And they see they have very long hair, and they kind of see the bear as this fat, chubby animal running around. That couldn't be the furthest thing from the truth.
Cuddly little animal.
Right, cuddly little teddy bears, right? They're strong, they're fast, they're smart, they could climb. They have razor-sharp claws, teeth. You know, they're one of the most perfect animals that we have in New York. And, you know, they thought for a while, you know, we thought, oh, they only inhabit, you know, big areas, big, large forested areas, the Adirondack Mountains, things like that. But their range is starting to change. I mean, they've always been in the southern tier of New York, you know, the Catskill Mountains forever. But, you know, now you look in Orange County, Westchester, their range is starting to grow. They estimate somewhere between 6,000 and 7,000 bears in New York State. And I don't know, you know, that sounds like a large number, but it's really not when you compare it to other wild game in the state. I mean, it doesn't get close to, you know, equaling white-tailed deer, even coyotes, things of this nature. There are not that many bears out in the woods. You know, so we have a very controlled hunting season, a limited amount of tags for bear, and the DEC really controls the hunts for these animals. Which brings up the point, I want to talk a little bit about the techniques used for hunting bear, because I have an ethical dilemma. I'm a libertarian. I'm going to say it again. But I think there's, you know, first of all, my first rule to hunting is if you shoot it, you better be able to eat it. We're not going out there to massacre animals or a trophy hunt, hang things up on the wall. I wouldn't do that. Unless I'm going to eat it, I'm not hunting it. But, you know, there's a couple of techniques for bear hunting, Chef. I don't know if you're aware of this. I know you don't like to kill animals. You only like to cook them, fry them, bake them, butcher them.
Pet them.
All those things. Where my son and I are hunters. We're men. Right, Joe?
Yeah.
Joe's been out hunting with me a couple times. Only 9 years old, like I said.
So is this my replacement here?
We're trying him out today. You better watch it, so you better do a good show today. But some of the techniques, you know, are typical of deer hunting. A typical hunt, you know, you'd be in a tree stand, you'd be hunting an area frequented by bears or a bear. You want to try to either stalk a bear is a great way, bow, rifle hunting. And the only other way to really hunt them is by baiting them. And that's illegal in New York, so it's really moot for New York hunters. You can't feed wild animals. You can't bait them in New York State. But, you know, a big part of bear hunting in Canada and other states is actually hunting over these piles of bait where they bring the bear. And I've seen things as far as, they would hang rotten raccoon carcasses, bodies up in the trees, right? And then the bears would come in and basically stand up not 25 yards from the hunter who's in a ground blind with a rifle or a bow, and they would stand up to try to grab the bears would stand up try to grab the raccoon, and the guy would shoot the bear. I hear these guys argue you wouldn't go fishing without a worm on the hook. You know, and that's their idea. And I guess as long as the numbers and we're using conservation and we know how many bears and we're controlling the bear numbers, I could live with it. You know, so if you said to me, well, we're baiting in New Jersey, I don't know if they do or not. I think it's illegal in New Jersey too. But we're baiting in New Jersey because we're overrun by bears in populated areas. We got to get rid of these bears. I guess I'm okay with that. But as a purist, as a sportsman, as someone who goes out, I don't want to hunt over a smelly pile of guts and have 10 or 20 bears come in, even if 5 bears, 2 bears, and have my pick at a litter. It just doesn't seem like much of a hunt or a challenge.
It's like hit and run or hitting somebody from behind. It's weak.
Right, it is weak. It is weak.
And how many of them miss?
Yeah.
They're going to be bad hunters.
I hope
Isn't
not.
Isn't part of hunting like the search too?
Yeah. Yeah, especially, archery.
And staying out of the house as long as you possibly can.
Thank you.
Staying in the woods.
Right. Archery. I've been out all night looking for deer, on my hands and knees looking for a drop of blood. To me, yeah, that is part of it. You know, and these bears, they're such beautiful creatures. To me, I would show them the respect of a fair hunt. I mean, my dream hunt is to go to Alaska and do a fair chase hunt for brown bear. A bear I know can rip me apart if I'm not careful. And I want an archery hunt. I want to stalk a brown bear and hit it with a bow and arrow. That would be a dream hunt for me. And I guess it's just that primal element within me that wants to do that, you know? And I guess that's what attracts a lot of people to bear hunting, just this idea that they're this, this brutally tough creature of the woods, and compared to a deer, which wouldn't have a chance of killing a human, there's some danger. And I guess that's true. I mean, if you separate a mother from her cub, she will come after you. But the thing is, in New York State, I've seen bear in the woods, and they look at you and they generally wander off, and they walk away from you. They don't want any interaction with human, at least where I'm hunting.
No, if you provoke them, right, touched your little kids, you're gonna get in trouble.
Right. I've heard stories of hunters, archery hunters especially, early season, going into the woods 4:30 in the morning, pitch dark, and just stumbling on top of a cub or onto a bear who's in a berry patch or something like that, and that could get ugly. And there's always reports every year from the Adirondacks, people out you know, getting berries, and bears will pop up, stuff like
that.
Yeah,
leaving their garbage out or walking through the woods with a Twinkie or something.
Right. So there's always a chance. But this idea that the black bear is this murderous animal is something we got to just keep in mind is not true at all. You know, they're very peaceful, docile animals. And at the end of the day, they're not going to mess with you. Having said that, as long as it's a fair hunt, I'm okay with it. But, you know, some of the things people find interesting about bears, you know, and when you look at all these things I'm about to talk about, you know, it's what we see in the cartoons and the movies, and, you know, it's what the bear is depicted as in the media. You know, they're very curious. Bears are a curious animal. They spend a great deal of time kind of just meandering around, looking, trying to figure out where the food is. And obviously this can bring them in contact with humans. You know, their curiosity of it. What's that building over there? I'm going to go over there. I'm going to go over there slowly and inspect that. Next thing you know, there's a garbage can. Now that bear, once he finds a food source, is not leaving that area. So their curiosity brings them in contact a lot of times with humans. Listen, my partner's here. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with the Wild Game Domain on HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
You're listening to Top Gun by Tom Cruise on HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Ranch grass-fed beef, pasture-raised on 150,000 acres in Central California. Hearst Ranch grass-fed beef, free-range, sustainably produced, humane. Hearst Ranch grass-fed beef, the authentic flavor of the American West.
Hey, welcome back. I'm your host, Chad Pagano. I'm here with my co-host, Chris Gesualdi, and a very special guest, my 9-year-old son, Joseph. And you're listening to the Wild Game Domain on the HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Okay, so we're going over some facts or behaviors of bears, and I want to do this quickly, kind of go through this, because then my man Chris here, the main man, chef of the century, is going to make bear delicious for us. He came up with a recipe for us. He wants to go over with us. But the other thing, you know, people, there's always this, you know, like Yogi Bear. It was kind of, you know, you ever watch the old cartoons, and Yogi was a little stupid sometimes. He got a little stupid. He did some stupid things. But, you know, but really, he was, if you look at it, for a bear, he was kind of intelligent. He set up traps. He, you know, got his way around the ranger, figured things out. And, you know, bears are intelligent. I mean, they will learn from experience. If an activity results in food, forget it. If they're doing something and they stumble on food, that's it. They remember that, and they will repeat that activity over and over again, no matter what it is. If they have an encounter with a human and it's negative, they learn to avoid humans. If they have no reward for the activity they're doing, they will never do that activity again. So, you know, if they have a run-in with a human and nothing comes of it, they will avoid humans. They know. Now, if you're walking along through the woods with a Subway sandwich and you see a bear and throw it to him, the bear's going to eat the Subway sandwich, enjoy it, and every time he sees a human, he's going to go to that human expecting a Subway sandwich. So they are, you know, they're very intelligent. And, you know, that by feeding them, when humans feed these bears, you know, don't feed the bears, right? You're just creating this habit in the bear to always seek out humans for its food source. And that could get pretty ugly. You never really, you know, when we see bears, we want to have them do their natural thing. And I guess to them, you know, following a human for food or searching a remote cabin or, you know, finding a garbage can will become their natural order within their lifespan if we let it. So they're really intelligent creatures. You know, I know the few stories I've heard. Normally, I like to tell a hunting story, but I told you before. I've never taken a bear in the wild. I've heard some stories. I've seen them in the wild, and they're just an amazing animal to watch. I was in my tree stand once, and I was bow hunting, and you know, next thing I know, I saw movement. I didn't even hear anything. It was a silent morning. There was nothing. I didn't even hear a branch break. And I looked to my left, and behind this, like a pine tree and this heavy brush, I saw this big black mass. And I was looking at it, and I was trying to figure it out if it was a rock or what it was. And all of a sudden, it moved. And I said, "Well, it's some kind of animal." And I'm looking, and it was a bear. And I, you know, I'm not that good at judging bear size. I mean, what they say when you're trying to figure out how big a bear actually is from a tree stand or in the woods, you got to look at their ears. If they have very small ears, they're a very big bear. That means their head is grown in. The smaller bears have these big, cute ears. And he had these tiny little ears. He was a big bear. And he kind of milled about. And I was just amazed he was stepping over branches. And, you know, they have these padded feet. So for I don't know, a 250-pound animal to be walking through the woods right past me and not hear a branch break, it was a pretty amazing thing. It was kind of surreal watching him, just how graceful he actually was. And but he ended up kind of walking behind my tree stand, and I guess, I don't know, he was probably within 10 yards of the tree right behind me, and he just was standing there, and he was looking. I was kind of twisted around trying to look behind my tree. I had a lot of branches behind me, so I was looking through these branches. I never had a shot at him. Like I said, I was archery hunting, so I never really had a shot at him. But he ended up relieving himself right there. He went to the bathroom, you know, and I heard it. It was like the oceans, like a waterfall. And he just wandered off. And so I spent the rest of the day just getting the strong aroma, these whiffs of bear urine, which couldn't have a more rank smell. And I thought, well, this day is probably shot. I doubt another animal, wild animal, is going to move in and, you know, with this smell of the urine around. And I think, you know, that's a perfect little segue to how do we cook bear, Chef? You know? Everyone, I was brought up.
What, a bear taking a leak is a perfect segue to my new recipe.
According to my son, right, Joe? Sound about right?
Well, I said they would take a poop, but poop. They also pee. They also pee.
They do pee? Do bears pee in the woods?
Yes.
Yes. No, here's the thing. Growing up, you know, game dinners or wild game, being around it. When I was a kid, it was always like, ooh, bear, you know, they eat garbage. So their meat tastes like garbage. They're scavengers. They eat rotten food. They eat this, so the meat's not good. If you do eat a bear, it's got to be stewed. It's got to be something, you know, really cooked down. They're tough, very lean animals, so you got to stew them a lot. Never really appealed to me. The few times I've had bear, the one time was a big mistake. I was in actually a German restaurant upstate, and they had bear as a special, and I got it, and it was brutally bad. It was tough. It was a bear steak. I can't remember exactly how it was prepared, and it was with some heavy sauce, you know, very German dish, and it was like eating shoe leather. I mean, it was tough to get through. The second time I had it was in like a bear stew, a pretty typical stew, and it was good. It was fine. It was almost unidentifiable as, you know, what kind of meat it was. It was very lean, but it was stewed nicely. It was falling apart, and I enjoyed it. But I've never had bear, you know, produced or made by a world-class chef like I got Chef Chris right here. So he's got a little recipe for us, and my son and I are going to try to put him on the spot here and make sure he's being honest with the public.
We're going to make a simple bear chili, and Joe said he's going to eat it at the next show.
All right.
He loves chili.
You love chili, right?
I like chili, but...
We're going to put it in his Happy Meal.
I'll eat the bear chili, too.
Nice.
But, again, I'm trying to think more like an outdoorsman when we do the recipes now, more than like a chef that's got everything he needs.
Thank you.
So, simple chili. And, again, I'm going to list the exact ingredients, the exact amounts. If you want to wing it, go right ahead. So we need 10 tablespoons of canola oil. Again, we're going to divide that 5 and 5.
Here we go again with the canola oil.
Let's use olive oil then.
Thank you.
3 pounds of ground bear.
Too much. Way too much.
We're feeding the whole family. We're going to invite the friends over. 4 cups of onions. 1/2 cup of jalapenos. 3 tablespoons of ground garlic. 5 tablespoons of chili powder. 8 cups of tomato puree. 4 tablespoons of tomato paste, 3 cups of canned kidney beans drained, and 2 bay leaves.
Kidney beans?
That's pretty typical. That sounds like typical chili to me, Chef.
So we're going to heat up the extra virgin olive oil in a pot. Forget about the canola. We're going to brown the meat, season a little bit. I like to remove the meat.
Okay.
Put the other 5 tablespoons.
Yeah, so you're basically cooking through this meat in the oil, and typically if you were using like a beef or something like that, you'd have a lot of fat, but with a bear, you're not going to get that, right? You're not going to...
Probably not that much.
Not that much, a little bit.
But I like to brown the meat and then remove it from the pan.
Okay.
And then start with more fat if you need it, and then I like to saute the onions, the jalapenos. I like to season throughout the cooking. So we cook it like 4 or 5 minutes without browning it. Then add the garlic, cook it about 30 seconds. Then we're going to add the meat back and everything else except the kidney beans. Simmer it for about an hour. Taste it. Add the drained kidney beans. Simmer it another 5 or 10 minutes. And we got dinner for Joe.
That's easy.
Simple.
That's simple. Can I make it in advance, right?
Make it in advance. Put it in the freezer. Whatever.
Yeah. That's what I usually do. I make a lot of venison chili. Love it. And I'll make big batches of it and freeze it. And as needed, just kind of go in, cut off a piece, put it in the pot, reheat it, make some rice, and you got a beautiful dinner.
Make some shepherd's pie the next day. A lot of stuff you can do.
Joe, any feelings about the bear chili? You going to try it next week? Jackson?
I'm not going to try it next week.
What?
What about if your sister tries it?
They don't try it.
If Angerson eats some, you'll eat some.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, Chef.
But I don't even know Madison, so I'm going to call her Madison and give her the benefit of the doubt. And Madison, if you need anybody on your side, I'm there for you, okay?
See, that's the kind of guy he is, defends the little people. I like that about you. I don't know what else we could say about bears, you know? Beautiful, majestic creature. Get out there in the woods. Not necessarily hunt them. Get out there and explore, you know? Go find a bear. Look at a bear. They're what?
Go find the bear.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
What if they have cubs or something?
Come on. Really? You're an outdoorsman. You're going to worry about bears? Don't even think about it. All right? Come on. We're out there. You got to enjoy the outdoors. If one more person, you know, says to me, oh, no, what about bears? Stop it. No one's attacked by bears in New York State. My buddy, I need to carry a sidearm, an archery hunter, I know. Told me, and he's going to be a guest on a show one of these days. I love this guy. And he said, yeah, and he's a police officer, so he has a handgun. And he says, yeah, it's not fair. I'm not allowed to bring my handgun out in the woods when I'm bow hunting. I said, what do you need a handgun for? I said, you're bow hunting. You know, that's why you're not allowed to have a gun, because you might shoot the animal with the gun and make believe you shot it with a bow. And he said, no, what if I'm walking in the woods and I get attacked by a bear? And I said, stop it. No one gets attacked by bears. Walk to your tree stand, climb up in your tree, and enjoy the bears. They're going to walk away from you. Don't worry about it. Anything else, fellas?
That's about it.
You know what? One of these days, I want my listeners to know, I have a website, a domain name. I don't know what I have. I have a domain name, Wild Game Domain. And one of these days, I promise, I'm going to get it up and running. And it's going to be great. We're going to be able to link some of the shows. We're going to have Chef Chris's world-famous wild game recipes listed on there. So you'll have access. But if you email us, I could always get in contact with you. I could send you these email. I could send you these recipes if you have any trouble, if you need any advice on, you know, hunting in general or cooking wild game, contact us here at the station. We'll be able to get in contact with you and help you out. No problem. All right, last chance, guys. I'm going to wrap up the show here unless we have something to add. Joe, you may never be on the radio again for the rest of your life. What are you going to say? You going to say you love that girl from school? What's that girl's name?
Shut
up. Uh-oh, he's turning red.
Before we go, I have to say something.
Yes, please.
I have a mohawk.
He does have a mohawk. Good fact. Thank you. Thank you. Whoa, the crowd loves it. Thank you, Joseph.
And it's perfect.
That's all the time we have. I'd like to thank Jack for producing and engineering today's show. You can always find the archived episodes of the Wild Game Domain from the Hunt to the Hearth on heritageradionetwork.org. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.